This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India halted its popular cricket league on Tuesday as the country surges past 20 million COVID-19 infections amid growing calls for a national lockdown. The $7 billion Indian Premier League tournament had been played without spectators to huge TV audiences, but the cricket event has been severely criticized for continuing while the healthcare system is in collapse. Mumbai opened India's first drive-in vaccination center on Tuesday. The elderly and those most at risk streamed through to get their shots and jabs while staying in their cars. And even though aid is now coming in from other countries, India's healthcare system is falling apart. Hospitals are running out of beds and oxygen and are unable to help many who are critically ill. The group of seven wealthy democracies on Tuesday say they discussed how to form a common front towards an increasingly assertive China in the foreign minister's first in-person talks in 2 years. Host Britain invited guests, including India, South Korea, and Australia, for parts of the talks in London stretched out over 3 days. An official with the G7 says the ministers all voiced alarm about China's human rights record amid outrage over the mass incarceration of Uyghur Muslims, as well as Beijing's coercive economic policies towards other nations. Iraq's health minister resigned on Tuesday after a fire at a Baghdad hospital killed more than 80 people last month, including patients suffering from COVID-19. The government says Iraq's prime minister is also ordering the dismissal of senior hospital officials, including its director. The April 24th blaze highlights the country's healthcare struggles, already lacking trust during the pandemic. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations told the U.S. Congress on Tuesday Washington should target Myanmar's state-run oil and gas company and a state-owned bank with sanctions. She is also warning U.S. lawmakers the crisis triggered by the February 1st coup in the Southeast Asian nation threatens regional security. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has denounced the coup and imposed sanctions on the generals who led it, as well as some of their family members and businesses that provide them with revenue. A local monitoring group says Myanmar security forces have killed at least 766 civilians since the coup, which sparked nationwide protests. Some pro-democracy activists have traveled to the country's mountainous borderlands to join armed groups, raising fears of a spiraling conflict. Mexico's president on Tuesday promised an in-depth investigation to find those responsible for the deaths of at least 24 people, including children, after the collapse of an elevated metro train line with a history of problems. The vow comes as emergency services in the capital work to retrieve the bodies of victims still trapped in the wreckage of the cars that plunged towards the ground on Monday night. Dozens were injured in the accident, one of the worst ever to strike the Mexico City metro, raising questions about a network used by millions every day. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says a thorough investigation will be carried out to know the truth. Monday's incident comes just over a year after two subway trains collided in Mexico City, leaving one dead and around 40 injured. An Egyptian court on Tuesday ruled the container ship, which blocked the Suez Canal in March, could continue to be held in the waterway, rejecting an appeal by its Japanese owner against its detention. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, got jammed across the canal on March 23rd and remained stuck for 6 days, stopping traffic in both directions. It has been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal since being dislodged on March 29th amid a dispute over a nearly $1 billion damage claim by the Suez Canal Authority for compensation over the incident. The authority has been conducting investigations into the cause of the ship's grounding, but has yet to announce results. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing a midnight deadline Tuesday to form a new government, a daunting task that would likely require convincing the Jewish far right to cooperate with an Islamic party. Netanyahu was given a 28-day window to forge a major coalition following a March 23rd general election, Israel's fourth inconclusive vote in less than 2 years. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.